furniture, tables, and cabinets. 50% off. Beds, bed frames, and dressers. 50% off. Furniture chests, collectibles, and kitchen accessories. You guessed it. The explosive Everything Must Go 50% off sale. Martin's General Store, 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Pat McGee with you, Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds here today as well. Yep. And you brought a fellow employee of Valley Seeds with you. Yes, you did. Yep.
So excited to bring back into the studio Mr. Dylan Pike. Mm-hmm. Dylan Pike is our resident turf grass expert.
All right.
He comes with 2 college degrees. Yep. Tremendous amount of experience in turf grass and rangeland grass species, and a little bit of experience with a little sports team you might have heard of, the Denver Broncos. Dylan, so glad to have you back with us here on the program. And yeah, we're moving into fall. We're going to talk a little bit about how to put up your lawn for the winter so you can have the best best possible results when you come back into spring of next year. Talk a little bit about the elephant in the room, which is, you know, we've had a lot of drought and stuff globally. So we're going to talk a little bit about the seed shortages.
You bet. And of course, Dylan's experience with the Denver Broncos is not as a player or a trainer. Well, I guess you're training the grass on the field. So,
yes.
You know, and I think it's kind of interesting, you know, Lauren's mentioning this is prepping grass for winter and things like that. When you're talking about the grass on the field up at Dove Valley, their training facility, and I don't know that you worked up at the stadium or not. I think you did as well.
This
is late season grass that you're working on right there, so that has to be right into your back pocket as to experience with working on that.
Exactly. You know, it's a little different on high-end sports fields. We have more tools in our toolbox, for instance, like soil heat and sub-air systems like this, but managing grass, you know, in the end days of summer into fall and into winter, no matter how many tools you got, the best management practices are always the same.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, most homeowners don't have the under-turf tools, if you will, that you had up at those facilities. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, so great to have you. And just so our audience knows, I want to share this with you. Dylan and I took a trip to Arizona a while back. We were looking at some golf courses and some municipalities out there. And talking with these turf managers, these parks and rec people who are – very knowledgeable when it comes to turf grasses, different diseases, different species, and how they perform under different conditions. I was just floored at the amount of education and knowledge that goes into managing a sports field, whether it be just a parks and rec for your local community, or if it's a professional sports field, like, you know, for a professional sports team. The amount of knowledge that goes into that, and the different products, the different diseases, soil conditions, and all of the different aspects that goes into producing a quality turf for whatever the application is. Just floored, just absolutely floored by the amount of knowledge that goes into that. And I'm so glad that I got you on speed dial, because as I go out and do my sales and so forth, it's always a topic that comes up. And what a learning experience. Yeah. So could you tell our audience just a little bit of it? Let's back up just a little bit. Let's talk about those 2 degrees that you have and why those are important and how you apply those to your work today with us here at Arkansas Valley Seeds.
So I went to school in Fort Collins at CSU, and I have 2 horticulture degrees, one in food crop production. That's kind of the specialty side of it as far as crops. It's not the beans, corn, and potatoes. It's more you know, Western Slope, orchards, vineyards, that kind of stuff. I have a degree there. And then I have another degree in sports turf management. So that's where the grass knowledge came. And after CSU, like we've said, I was lucky enough to start with the Broncos at ground level as an intern. and worked 10 years, a combination between the practice facility and the stadium, where you can only imagine I've pretty much seen every problem, situation, and success that a turf grass field could have. Sure. So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit about my background.
Very cool. Now, tell us a little bit about how you apply that experience here at Arkansas Valley Seeds, because I know that you've been instrumental in helping to develop some of our seed blends, and that you work with some of our customers to develop blends that are special for certain applications, whether it be for a reclamation project or that sort of thing. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
So in the universities, there's extensive testing and research that goes into new varieties, old varieties, and they essentially breed turf grass to what they want. If they want something that's more drought tolerant, a deeper color green, a finer blade, that kind of thing. So that's how these are developed, and it's a long process. It can be 3 to 5 years before seed is actually available of these new varieties. And you know, I'm not the researcher behind it, but I do take that research, and like Lauren said, you know, if a customer has a certain soil type, or you know, a sunny or a shady lawn, you know, I know behind the research that certain varieties will do well. So that's what we put into, say, our premium shade blend, is the varieties that we know will do well and produce under shady conditions.
So. And so the point being is that we don't just take some grass seeds that are available, put them in a bag, and say, here, this is a blend of seeds that are going to work for you. There is a lot of science, research, education, and experience, and a lot of forethought that goes into what these separate seed blends are. And that's why we have those six or eight top blends of seeds that we have available for our end customers. Correct. So, for instance, we do have a shady mix called Premium Shade. We've got the Premium Lawn, Blue Valley, Triple Star. And these all have different things.
Generic seed. I guess that's a way you could put it. You know, it's not the Kroger brand of Tylenol or something like that. You know, it is the Advil of the seed world, I guess you could say.
So, but they're premium seed blends. So, for instance, our Triathlon. Tell us a little bit about Triathlon. What is that?
So, Triathlon is a turf-type tall fescue blend. Right. I believe it's a 3 or 4 way blend of elite turf type tall fescues. It comes a little finer bladed, so it matches very well in with a bluegrass lawn. The reason I mentioned that is fescue is a clump grass, so if you have a very new turf type tall fescue lawn, it will be a little bumpy. So lots of times you add, you know, a 10% bluegrass in there with it, just to fill in some of those. And we actually do have a 90-10 blend. I believe that's wear tolerant.
So 80-20.
So that's in turf type tall fescues. They were developed actually because of their drought tolerance. So they selected these varieties to be more drought tolerant, more water saving, but still have the deep green color or medium green color, a very fine blade. And actually, through development, they have become, I wouldn't say less drought tolerant, but because we've selected for so long, they're actually, the bluegrasses are starting to catch up to the turf-type tall fescues. So people will say, oh, tall fescue's the most drought tolerant, but they haven't really looked into some of these newer varieties, like, say, in our Blue Valley, that are extremely drought tolerant and tested through the university system. So.
And we select all of these to be the premium blend for the application that they're really designed for. For instance, we got Playground, sports turf. What's the difference between those two?
Playground is more of the, I like to call it the bulletproof turf mix. It's a combination of perennial rye, fescue, and Kentucky bluegrass. So you kind of get the best of all three worlds, with the perennial rye being the quick germinator, and then the bluegrass being that really pretty, soft on your feet, you know, nice to have little kids run around on, and then the fescue being drought tolerant. And this mix, like I said, it was bulletproof because it works in sun and shade. Because eventually, you know, in a shady area, that fescue is going to thrive a little more than the bluegrass was, but in the sunny area, the bluegrass is going to thrive in that area. And, you know, it'd take me a long time to be able to even walk out there and say, hey, you have all fescue here and all bluegrass here. To the common person, you You won't even be able to tell a difference. It'll look just the same. You won't be able to tell. Yeah.
That's awesome. So the point being is that the grass products, the seed products that we have for lawn, turf grass products, they're premium. They're the top of the line. And I know that one of the things that I'm pretty proud of is we've got a 99.9% weed-free guarantee. And that has to do with the sorting machines and the sorting equipment that we have.
Yeah.
We paid a lot of money for it so that we can make sure that we could provide that. But if you look at the tag on the back of the bag that comes with any of these, with maybe let's talk about some of our competitors that maybe have a little bit of different information on there.
Yeah.
So you were talking about that on the drive down.
So there's a few things on a tag that are very important to a retail customer or someone like that. The first is which is the germination.
Right.
That's how much seed will germinate and grow out of the seed. If you see anything lower than an 85, that's not good stuff.
Right.
The industry standard is 85. We would never sell any turf grass under 85.
So that is what, like an 85% germination rate
correct,
of that
right.
seed? Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then as Lauren mentioned, we are 99% weed free. I honestly wish we could say 100%, but because of legal reasons, we can't.
Right.
We can get ourselves in trouble. But right. the next three very important things to look at on a seed tag is the percentage of weed seed, the percentage of crop seed, and the inert matter.
Right.
And I can kind of explain those.
Please
so
do.
The weed seed is pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
That is any broadleaf weed that isn't considered a crop.
Yeah. Plants that's not a grass.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Then the crop is a plant, and that could potentially be a forage grass or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or you know, something that was grown in the field before it was a grass production field. It could be barley. It could be a handful of different things.
Right.
And then the real important one is inert matter.
Right.
What inert matter is anything other than seed, and that includes weed and crop and turf grass. So that could be, you know, chaff from when the seed was being cleaned. It could be sawdust. And what a lot of these bigger companies do, they use what I like to call filler. And that could be paper mulch. That could be wood mulch. That could be, you know, a heavy sawdust that they add into their seed to make the weight and, you know, sell less seed for more money.
Right.
That's the thing about our seed. When you buy our seed, you are buying 100% seed because it's 99% weed free.
Right.
Most of the time, zero crop. And zero inert also, or very low percentage, 0.02.
I print those tags all the time myself, and I see those numbers, and I'm always thinking, man, that's compared to a lot of the competition out there, we're on top of the game. And I wish the end consumer, like you, the listener out there, would understand, take a look at that tag, because there is a big difference in the quality and what you're spending the money on and what your end product is.
Yeah. And now you kind of have, enough information to be dangerous.
Right.
So when you are in, you know, Lauren can talk about some of our distributors around here, but if you're in, you know, a Home Depot, take a look at the back of the bag and compare it to the bag next to it.
Right.
And that'll give you have the information now to be dangerous and know what you're buying.
Well, and speaking of some of our local distributors of our seed products, I'd like to talk about Lahana Mill and Elevator.
Right.
If you're
okay.
doing a larger seeding, you want a 25, 50 pound bag of that, they've got that there at Lahana Mill and Elevator. But then we've also got the wonderful folks over at the Lahana Trading Company, you know, right on the corner,
right on the price.
Those
yes,
people.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elaine over there, and they're a wonderful family and the great kids. And the newest manager over there is Cash.
Yes.
And boy, you don't mess around with that guy.
Oh, no. He runs a tight ship over there.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Cash is the newest addition to the crew over there. I think he's probably less than 6 months old now, but he really runs a tight ship.
Yep.
So anyway, Lahana Mill and Elevator is for the larger quantities. So, like, if you're doing sports fields or, you know, you're turning a lot of stuff, go talk to them.
Right.
But if you just need a 3-pound, 5-pound bag, go over to the Lahana Trading Company, talk to Elaine and that wonderful family over there. And they're very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah.
And they can help you with selecting the right variety of seed products that we have, whether it be Playground, Premium Shade, Premium Lawn, and they can kind of help you discern which of those is going to be better for your particular application.
And they stock all of your lawn varieties,
they do.
Barrett, don't they?
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've got a wonderful relationship with them, and we just value that so much. And they're just a terrific family and a great company to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. So, but they're there, they're available, they understand what's going on, and I'm on speed dial if you have a have another question, and fortunately I have Dylan on speed dial if that question gets beyond my depth. So.
Yeah, we'll get you taken care of for
That's
sure.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Very good. Let's pull our first breakdown right here, just about the bottom of the hour. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ La Junta, AM 920 KLMR Lamar. Thanks for tuning in with us today. If you do have a question, I would guess, concerning, you know, your lawn, turf, grass, that type of thing, I think Dylan would be more than happy to take that call here today.
Please do. Absolutely.
Yep. You can ring us up at 719-384-2345. That is 719-384-2345. And as we will get into here, we kind of, you know, mentioned it at the outset of the program. This time of year is really one of the most important times of year for your grass. Everybody thinks of spring.
That's right.
They think of spring, about getting it ready for the summer, about doing all that. But you want to get it ready for the winter, so it will be in premium shape come spring and come that growing season.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR. And we are brought to you by the good folks at Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
Fall is coming soon, and that means wheat planting. And more importantly, that means the September 30th wheat sales closing date. Now is the time to get together with your agent partner at Golden Plains Insurance and create your personal crop insurance strategy to meet your desired needs. Stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance in Lamar, or call them at 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
So it's all fun and games in the morning on TTO, this, that, and the other, until the old guys start bringing out their stories.
I'm old, I'll admit it. You're old school as well. I'll say old school, I would say. Anyway.
You boys do what you need to do to feel better about yourselves.
Well,
I'm just over here.
I mean, we grew up when you actually had to run your car yourself, okay? It didn't do all that stuff all by itself. You had to operate your automobile. Uh-huh. You had to turn on the lights. You had to roll down the window. You had to adjust the seat by slot, you know, all
so
that stuff.
So much work.
Yes.
So much work.
Yes, you had to have a key to open the door like that. And
yet you're here to tell us about it.
I know, we lived through it. Isn't that amazing?
TTO, This, That, and the Other is a community show that brings you information about your community. It's brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted every morning just after 8 on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Back we are. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. I knew it would be, so yes indeed. There we go. With us today, Dylan Pike. He is the turf and forage sales rep and just the all-around know-it-all guy. And I don't say that facetiously.
No. One of the most humble people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, but he's got it going on when it comes to turf graft and things like that. In case you missed it earlier, folks, Dylan was a former employee with a certain football team that many of us know and root for, the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Not as a player, but he took care of the field, took care of the grass, both at Dove Valley and at the stadium in Denver. And now he's hooked up with Arkansas Valley Seed as their turf and forage sales rep.
We're so glad to have Dylan Pike on board with us here, because the amount of knowledge and the experience and the education that he brings to us here just sets us above our competition by a country mile. We're just so fortunate to have him here, and so there's a lot of serious growth on the horizon for Arkansas Valley Seed, largely because of the input that Dylan is bringing to our team and the knowledge that he's able to share to the rest of our staff and turn us into turf experts is just phenomenal. And he's got the grace and the humility to really make that happen. And I just can't speak highly enough of Dylan and what he's done.
Dylan, we mentioned this before we went into the break, and let's take it from there, is that a lot of people think of springtime as the time to get their lawn ready because they're out there, they're raking, they're dethatching, they're aerating, they're putting fertilizer down and things like that. Spring is a very important time for your turf grass in your lawn. But fall, getting it ready for winter, is just as, if not more important. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, you know, spring is the glory days when it's starting to green up and everyone gets excited about it. But you're not going to have that spring green up in a healthy lawn if you don't get it put it to bed, is what I like to say, in the wintertime. You know, there's some very important things that need to be done. We are getting through the dog days of summer right now, so we still have a couple weeks before this stuff. We really need to get down into those 70s, 80s, you know, 50 overnight lows before some of these things are done. But, yeah, we're getting there. Right now is the hardest time to grow grass, so I encourage you, you know, keep the water on it. It's still 90-plus degrees every day.
Yep.
But, you know, in a couple weeks, it's time to start putting it to bed. So, and this will be before your irrigation system goes off. So you have to plan that accordingly. We want to do all these tips and tricks right before you turn off the water. So you get one more good water in it for that kind of stuff. So, you know, as many people do know, you know, you want to aerate in the fall. But the why I said keep that irrigation on is because when you pull those plugs and poke those holes, that lawn's going to want to dry up and go to sleep right away. And it's not time for it just yet. So you want to aerate, pull as many plugs as you can, really soften up that ground. And then you want to overseed. You know, overseeding is just going to put you a head start in this for the spring. You know, out-compete weeds, that kind of stuff. Your best weed control is plant competition. That's the best management
practice. You're saying start this here, like within the next couple of weeks when we start getting some overnight lows into the 50s, and that's when we need to start this.
So a good rule of thumb, you know, with this is for an established lawn, you know, second to third week in September.
Okay.
You know, you can pretty much place a Las Vegas bet on us getting a snow, at least in Denver, you know, on Halloween. Probably not down here, but up in Denver, that's the case. And, you know, you won't have the snow down here, but it's still, you know, second week of September is really when you want to start aerating, throw some overseed on it. You're not going to see the seed germinate.
Right.
But come springtime, that's when it's going to look really nice. And
it's going to be there.
Yes.
Now, even though we don't get quite the snow cover they might up in the Front Range, the Denver area, that type of thing, go ahead and do it down here in the southeastern corner.
Absolutely. And I actually like it better down here because I kind of consider a dormant seeding. So you're not going to see that seed pop until we really do get some of that, you know, spring snow, rain, or you get that irrigation system fired back up, and that dormant seed in the ground is going to take advantage of any type of moisture you guys do get down here. And it's going to, you know, that seed will suck it up and imbibe with that moisture. So as soon as those temps go back up, that seed will be ready to pop and start growing in the springtime.
How about fertilizer, soil treatment? What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, it's a good time, too, for fertilizer. I definitely recommend, like, a winterizer fertilizer. So that'll be like an 18460 on the analysis. Lauren can help you out with that down there in Rocky Ford. And it's 100% slow-release nitrogen. So it'll be able to feed that plant the nitrogen, even though it's not growing. It'll feed that plant all the way through the winter months. So it does have all those nutrients and good food that it really does need to survive the winter.
Now, will this fertilizer be too hot for the new seed that maybe you have just put down?
So no, that's a great point. Because it is 100% slow release, that nitrogen will not burn the seed, even if it does germinate and become a little seedling.
Now, and some of us have seen people even do that in the spring if they're putting down manure and things like that. It just gets too, I don't know what other term to use, but, you know, too hot for the lawn.
So a good point on manure. I like I shy away from manure.
A lot of people down here use it because of availability. Yeah. Yes.
If you want to use manure, it's a great product. See if you can find aged manure.
Old stuff. Yes,
because that'll be a little less hot. You'll still get the good organic matter and some of the nutrients out of there, but it won't be as hot and burn up that seed. Because, that can be a bummer.
Yeah.
Now, a few of us here at Arkansas Valley Seeds have experimented with one of our, I don't know, kind of a newer product we've been carrying. It's called Biosol Forte.
Or the Rocky Mountain Planters Kit.
Rocky Mountain Planters Kit. Yeah. These are wonderful product. Now, I've been using this Biosol Forte in my gardening. I do a lot of container gardening.
Your vegetable gardening.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And boy, you're not going to beat the garden I got. Yeah. And, but let me tell you, I'm producing a lot of food in a very little bit of space, but doing that. But we're talking turf today. But I've also been using that Biosol on my turf, and I feel like it's producing some results. Can you talk a little bit about that product for us?
Yeah, so Biosol Forte is 100% organic.
Right.
It does have a fertilizer analysis, the 721. Mm-hmm. So it is a fertilizer, but I also like to consider it a soil conditioner.
Yeah.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Lauren. It has some stuff in it that feeds the good microbiology and the little bugs down in the soil that you really need to help with root growth, prevent diseases, and all that kind of stuff.
We talk about soil health a lot on this program, and that's the reason why I really appreciate this product.
And it also does have a water retention capability.
Right.
So it will, like a manure will, it will definitely hold on to that water and make your lawn a little more drought tolerant than some of the other
increase
products.
Increase some organic matter and get those microbes and stuff going, the mycorrhizal fungi and stuff. It just provides a nice haven for that. Terrific product. And then we carry it there at Arkansas Valley Seeds, and you can pick that up at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Come on by and talk to us about Biosol Forte or any of the turf grass products we're talking about today.
Thank you for working in that blatant plug.
Wasn't that cool?
That I always give you the opportunity. I didn't even have to cue you.
I know.
Time.
I just wanted to segue right. I just slid right in. Yeah. But yeah, come see us, 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. And you know what else we got there is we got a really fantastic display that Jennifer Palmiller of the Southeast Health Group has set us up with for the Coffee Break Project.
Dylan, if you haven't noticed, the Coffee Break Project is a pet project.
Absolutely. Yes. And recently, the Coffee Break Project has employed a nice person. Her name is Hannah Bates, who was on the program last week.
Yes.
But we want you to come by and check out that display for the Coffee Break Project, because the Coffee Break Project is an initiative that's put out by the Southeast Health Group to bring awareness and resources to help with the increase in suicides in the agriculture community, which is just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really address that. So folks out there, if you're listening and you're having a little bit of an issue, I bet you that you would give the shirt off of your back to help a neighbor that was in need. But I want you to hear this. You got to be willing to accept that help, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
So please, if you're having any issues like that, or you know somebody that it is, the Coffee Break Project is the right place to go for the resources to get to help those people out.
Yes, indeed. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Dylan Pike, the turf and forage specialist with Arkansas Valley Seeds, with us here today. We've been addressing some of the things folks need to do to, as you like to call it, putting their lawn to sleep before wintertime. What else have we not covered on that topic? I mean, you've talked about fertilizer. You've talked about aerating, that final watering before you, get rid of your... I mean, you have to drain those sprinkler systems. Don't ask me how I know.
Okay? Oh, boy.
Don't ask me about that and that type of thing. But what else? What other hints and kinks do you have there
you
for
said
folks
you were gonna
to
scalp it. Put it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what about that final cut?
One little tip on that final mow, you want to make sure it is going pretty dormant. So it's not actively growing anymore. We've had some of those freezes, and it's going dormant.
Okay.
Lower your height of cut on your lawnmower.
I leave my lawn pretty long during the summer.
Three and a half, four inches.
I usually run with my mower jacked up as high as it'll go during the summer.
So probably,
drop it down, maybe about halfway?
I wouldn't go that far. So a good rule of thumb is you never want to take more than one third of the blade off.
Okay, so maybe drop it down a click or two on
click
the adjustment. Okay.
When I say scalp, though.
You're not talking about getting down to the ground.
No.
Okay, yeah.
When I say scalp, though, you are breaking that one third rule just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
but not down to the ground. You want to make sure those crowns are still fully covered up. And
okay, so even don't even drop mine down, because I've got a big range of adjustment on my mower. Don't even go halfway down. Nope. Just a click or two down.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
So here's a question. If I do that and I cut a little bit lower, do I want to maybe not bag that last one? Do I want to leave that clippings on?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Really?
So,
okay.
That organic matter always helps protect those crowns and hold on to moisture.
Then maybe put it in mulch mode, because I bag mine all the time.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Otherwise, I'd have so much stuff out there in the lawn. Yeah.
Actually, even outside of the winter, if you can get away with every fifth or sixth mow and you take the bag off and throw those clippings on there, you're going to be replacing the nutrients that was in that grass blade right back into the soil.
Or just run your mower on the mulch setting if you have that?
Yeah,
really? Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, every fifth or sixth mow, not if you've missed a mow, because then you're going to have clumps of grass laying
on
the place.
Yeah.
But if you can, mulching every once in a while is definitely a good practice.
Well, I usually take my clippings and put them around my vegetable garden.
Perfect.
But certainly can, every fifth or sixth, I'll do that next season for sure. I'll take that.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I had no idea there. What about as you get into winter, you're talking about seeding and things like this. Mm-hmm. You'll see some lawns that might have patches of weeds that have grown in and things like that.
Right.
How do you get rid of it? Yeah. That type of thing. Okay. All right. And I'm asking here for myself and some areas
of my lawn. I have it in my yard too. I'm not going
to
lie.
I mean, should you get in there and try to take that out, like maybe burn it out or something before?
You absolutely could burn it.
Okay.
When you're doing this last mow, that is going to, those weeds won't be happy either, getting cut down a little shorter.
Right, okay.
So another good weed control practice is mowing.
Uh-huh.
Especially this time of year, some of those weeds are going to be going to seed.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get that seed before it matures and becomes and fills the seed, you're going to have much better success next year.
And then can you just put your seed, you're talking overseeding, just put it right into those patches over what's left of those weeds?
Absolutely.
See, that's what I was getting at, whether you need to clear those out before you do that seeding, or just like you said, cut them short and then seed it and let it go.
I guess it depends how much time you got and if you want to be on your hands and knees pulling weeds or burning
them. I don't
want to
pull weeds. I want to get my weed burner out.
You can definitely do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm
after. I would, if you are going to burn them, give it about a week before you go in.
Before you go in with the seed.
Let it, make sure that weed is dead and the soil kind of comes back to what it normally is.
Maybe kind of rake it out a little bit, get some water into it and things like that. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. Dylan Pike with us, Turf and Forage Specialist with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course, in Rocky Ford, avseeds.com. You can also go to that website and find the podcasts of our past programs.
That's right.
Yes, right. Lauren puts them up there, so you can go on in and listen to our past shows. And I know we got a good one coming up next week as well that we'll get into here
in just
a little bit.
Yeah.
Quick break. We will be right back and have more from Dylan as we wrap it up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Growing Together is brought to you, of course, by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
As you begin to prepare farming operations for the wheat season, they can't help but think about all there is that a wheat crop can endure in its 10-month growing period, ranging from having a big enough stem, to winter kill, to drought, freeze, rust, bugs, worms, fire, and of course hail. September 30th is right around the corner. Be sure to stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance or call 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, here we are at the traditional end of what we weather folks call meteorological summer. Although the extreme heat abated somewhat over the weekend, we'll see temperatures averaging 10 to 15 degrees above normal across southeast Colorado again today and Wednesday, before a cold front brings scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday and drops temperatures back to near normal through the weekend. Rainfall amounts late Thursday should be mainly a tenth of an inch or less. But another chance for more showers and thunderstorms is on tap for Saturday, which could bring a quarter to half inch of moisture. This will bring only temporary relief from the dry conditions that had set up recently across the area. For the month of August, most farms east of La Junta got 1 to 2.5 inches of rainfall, which was slightly below normal, while farms and ranches to the west received only a half to 1 inch. A farm 3 miles south of Lamar got the most at nearly 3.5 inches for the month. August temperatures averaged 1 to 2 degrees above normal. Look for weekly crop water use to range between 2 and 2.25 inches for alfalfa and late corn, while lawns will need around 1.5 inches. These values are about 10% higher than normal for early September. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That's the sound of 50% off every item at Martin's General Store in Rocky Ford. Furniture, tables, and cabinets, 50% off. Beds, bed frames, and dressers, 50% off. Furniture chests, collectibles, and kitchen accessories. You guessed it. The explosive everything must go. 50% off sale! Martin's General Store, 304 North Main, Rocky Ford.
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Dylan Pike, our guest today, turf and forage specialist with Arkansas Valley Seeds, compatriot of Mr. Lauren Adams.
That's
over
right.
Here.
Yes, terrific, indeed. Terrific guy, great yeah. Co-worker, and just glad to have him here today because he's just so full of knowledge. And so just to kind of wrap it up we're going to put our lawn to bed. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to wait just a couple more weeks until we start getting some cooler night temperatures. That grass starts to go dormant. I'm going to aerate it. I'm going to have somebody come and aerate. Plug it. I'm going to seed it. Right, and then I'm going to mow it, and I'm going to leave the clippings on. I'm going to take my bag off. I'm going to mulch that and let that last cutting stay in there. And then I'm going to water the snot out of it.
You're going to fertilize and then give it one good last shot of water.
Oh, and the fertilizer too. And I'm going to use that Biosol Forte. So we're going to fertilize that, and we're going to just put it to rest. And then that should be fine for the winter. And then maybe a little bit later, I can go in and burn out some of those spurge patches that I've got. And just burn that to the ground and let that spring grow. When I fill that back in. So that's great. So that covers that. Now, we want to move into just a little bit of a different topic. It's, you know, we talked about the elephant in the room. You know, we've had a global issue when it comes to seed production for our not only our turf grass seeds, but for a lot of our forage seeds. And this is going to affect availability and cost to farmers and ranchers all over. And, you know, it's I hate to say it, but it's, you know, it's not us. It's the, you know, it's a very real shortage. There's a lot of producers that are being dug under because they just, they're not going to produce. But do want to, at the end of this, give you a little bit of hope, because we at Arkansas Valley Seeds are in a little bit better of a position to make sure we can attenuate that issue, make sure that we've got the availability, and keep those prices to where they're a little bit more palatable as we move into this. Right. So, Dylan, go with that, man. Let us know what's going on, will you?
So, as Lauren said, we are going through a global drought. And it's not good for the seed industry. We see shortages in every aspect. Pasture grass, turf grass, grains, forage. Everything is short this year. And that is mostly because of drought. What happens is that seed, you know, that grass planter is starting to produce seed and it has no water. And then that seed doesn't fill. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty much just a seed casing with nothing left. But like Lauren said, we do... here at Arkansas Valley Seeds have some of the best producers and buyers of seed around. So they kind of predicted the future and saw this coming. And so we do have a very good stock of seed. Mm-hmm. And we also have, Tony Davis down there, the agronomist that knows if something's unavailable, he will be able to find something that is just as good, if not better, to substitute. Mm-hmm. Because some grasses just aren't out there this year.
Good deal. And we're in a position, too, we've got some growers that are contracted to us.
Yes.
That maybe some other seed providers just, they're not fortunate enough to have those relationships. I know that Richard Avia, our CEO, has been out there just making sure that those old relationships he's built up over many years are definitely going to be there to make sure that we have the stock and the supply that we need to be able to provide that to our valued customers, not only here in the Arkansas Valley, but the country across. So, but we're in a better position than most.
Yes, we are.
To be able to handle this.
I'm not going to say double or triple, but we did increase our production exponentially this year, just acres-wise, because we knew seed was going to be short. The more acres, the more seed you could potentially have.
So to that, we're not just brokers. We don't just buy seed, put it in a warehouse, turn around and sell it. We grow it.
Yes, we do. We have contracted growers actually across the country now of all different types of products, you know, from forage, pasture grass, turf grass, all that kind of stuff.
And I know you and Richard have taken trips to talk to potential growers.
Yes, we do. And we are very close with our growers and farmers, and we make sure those guys are taken care of. And, you know, they are, their hard work is greatly appreciated by us, and we help them out any way we can. So.
Yeah, great. Well, and that just speaks to every level of dealing with Arkansas Valley Seeds, the relationships that we have with the people that we get our seeds from, the relationships we have with each other, and the relationship that we have with our customers.
Right.
We just value all of those relationships so highly. And I think that's why I love working for Arkansas Valley Seeds, because I get to exemplify that value in those individual relationships. And it comes from the ownership all the way down to us and goes into our customers. And so when we're out looking for retail customers, we want to find customers and those retailers like the folks at Lahana Mill and Elevator and the folks over there at Lahana Trading, because we know that they have those relationships with their customers. And those are the people we want to do business with. Yep, and those are the values we want to put across.
Okay. Dylan Pike. Hey, Dylan, thanks today. I know we'll be talking with you again probably come springtime when it comes time to wake those lawns up.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me.
That's right. Lauren Adams with us as well from Arkansas Valley Seeds. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Our final break, and we'll be right back to wrap things up for this Tuesday. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
From Golden Plains Insurance, covering all of southeastern Colorado.
As you begin to prepare farming operations for the wheat season, they can't help but think about all there is that a wheat crop can endure in its 10-month growing period, ranging from having a big enough stem to winter kill to drought, freeze, rust, bugs, worms, fire, and of course, hail. September 30th is right around the corner. Be sure to stop in and see Golden Plains Insurance or call 719-336-8292. At Golden Plains Insurance,
we are independent and homegrown just like you.
Back to Tie a Ribbon on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on this Tuesday on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Thanks again to Dylan Pike with Arkansas Valley Seeds, the turf and forage specialist.
Right.
Lauren, what do you got? A couple of final comments right here.
Yeah, well, we just want to wrap up this show. Dylan, thanks for being here, and
thanks
I hope that the audience has got a good deal of great information out of this. We didn't want to just make this an hour-long advertisement for Arkansas Valley Seeds, but we wanted to make sure that you got some good information about how to prepare your lawn for the upcoming
season. I know I did.
And then, we wanted to get some information out there about the upcoming shortages and so forth and how we're in a position to really help you with that. So hopefully you got some good information out that. Now, next week, if you remember Eric Tucker, he's our local soil health enthusiast, and he's a fantastic guy, and he's kind of been my co-host here, and he's just a wonderful fella. He's going to be bringing in a lady named Jamie DeMeca, and Jamie is a permaculture designer. So we're going to be talking a little bit about permaculture and that symbiotic relationship that every aspect of agriculture has with each other on a homestead or a property. So that's going to be a fantastic, very interesting show. So please tune in next week for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, as we're joined by Eric Tucker and Jamie DeMeca.
All right, look forward to that next week right here. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds has been brought to you by, of course, Arkansas Valley Seeds, which is where?
That's at 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford, Colorado.
That's right. Here in La Junta, pick up their seeds again in bulk at La Junta Mill and Elevator.
Right.
Also, lawn size bags at La Junta Trading Company. Next week, more on permaculture. And again, thanks to Dylan Pike for coming in with us today. That'll wrap things up here today for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Have a great Tuesday. The new news is coming up next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information.